First up on the world today, though, fresh allegations of racism in South Africa. 12 years after the end of apartheid, black students at Pretoria High School for Girls are told to chemically straighten their hair. Tisetso Petla is an alumna of Pretoria High School for Girls. She's on the line with us from Pretoria. So take us to the beginning. When did the school start telling black girls to chemically straighten their hair and not wear afros?
It was way before me. When you apply to Pretoria High School for Girls, they ask you to give in an ID picture of yourself. At the time, I had an afro and I applied with an afro. I got accepted to the school thinking that it's okay to have one because before you enter the school in grade 8, they give you a code of conduct to read and to sign off. There is nothing with regards to African hair or an afro in the code of conduct. So knowing that, I thought it was okay to come to school with my natural hair. When I got there, I was told that I looked very untidy and I looked as if I wasn't part of the school uniform.
So did they make you chemically straighten your hair?
They asked several times. They would remind me every day.
And did you?
No, I refused. Because if I do use chemicals on my hair, then my scalp gets extremely damaged.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, I mean, how does it actually work? Because I know in the old days, African Americans would straighten their hair with lye and it would burn.
It burns. It really burns.
So is this a written rule at Pretoria High School for Girls? I mean, have you seen this in some rule book there?
No, it's not written. That was our argument. The fact that you are asking us to do something that is not within the code of conduct. It's not a rule in the school. However, when you do walk around, they tell you verbally. I think if it was a rule, then it's something that you can take forth to court and it's something that you can debate for it to be removed. But the mere fact that it's not written on paper, they just say it to you verbally every single day and you get punished for it. And when they do write your punishment, they don't say that you are being punished for bearing your African hair. They just say for looking untidy in school uniform. They hide behind that rule.
So what has reaction been? It sounds like it's been pretty explosive.
During our years, we allowed the system and the school to silence us. We tried to bring it up and they would tell us that they would consider it. However, the matter never went any further than the principal. Now the girls, because I matriculated in 2014, the current grade 8 students said that this is not fair and everyone else should hear their cry and they should be supported.
What do you think's changed? Why is this happening? Why is this debate kind of erupting now?
Because they've seen that them trying to have us to straighten our hair, it's them devaluing the African woman. They're taking away our black heritage. The question is, if we cannot be black in school, where can we be black? It's a school in Africa. Why are we not allowed to be black in Africa? Where can we be black if we can't be black in Africa?
And it's especially poignant because this specific high school, Pretoria High School for Girls, I mean, this was previously an all-white school, right?
Yeah, it's a former Model C school.
Yeah, so how does that play into everything and the headiness of what's going on right now with this hair debate?
The problem is that in 1994, when South Africa was set free from apartheid, they didn't dismantle their old code of conduct. They just added a few rules to try and accommodate the black child. They didn't go back and dismantle everything and welcome the black child. The black child was never welcomed. They were just accepted for education purposes.
The administration at Pretoria High School for Girls, is it mixed? Is it white? Is it black? Who's running the school?
The top four are all white. The school has a very low ratio when it comes to black people because the school has about 1,500 students and there are only 5 members of staff of color. And I'm including a mixed race teacher in that 5.
So with this hair debate at Pretoria High School for Girls as kind of a snapshot of racial progress in South Africa, how has that triggered a new conversation?
It has shown how racism is still alive in South Africa. We are only free in terms of where we travel and how we travel. But in terms of us being black and being able to express ourselves, we still have a very long way to go.
Let me ask you this. If the administration of Pretoria High School is saying, well, you look untidy, do they ever urge anybody to just cut all their hair off? I mean, there are a lot of countries in Africa that demand that girls and boys are shorn when they come to school.
They tell us to straighten or braid. Any look that's close enough to the Western look is what they want. So if you come and you're bald, they'll make you sit in the office up until your hair is a certain length again. You won't be allowed into a classroom or attend an assembly or anything along those lines where the public can see you because they say you bring shame to the school.
In the same vein, Tisetso, I understand that some black students at the school have said on social media that the school didn't allow them to speak ethnic languages, local languages, aside from English.
Children that are Afrikaans and the Spanish kids and the German kids are allowed to speak their native tongues, but we South Africans are not allowed to speak our African native tongues. Your Sepedi, Zulu, Xhosa, the only languages that they didn't even debate with them when they spoke their own languages are the Afrikaners, the Germans, and the Spanish kids.
I mean, it really feels like there are a lot of issues from the apartheid era that are alive and are unsettled. Where do you think this is all headed? How do you think it's going to settle?
These new kids are revolutionaries. It's scary to think that they were born in 2002, but they're not having any of it. They are now compiling a new code of conduct that is for the black child. It accommodates the black child. It includes every single child that comes to Girls High. I mean, how does your hair affect your education? How does your hair affect the next person's education? It's about the look. These kids say that they do not want to look Western. They are not Western. They want to look African because they are Africans. This is South Africa. They refuse to conform to the Western ways that they're trying to impose on us, and which they were very successful in my generation on imposing.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, how does that make you feel, you know, as a graduate of Pretoria High School for Girls? Do you kind of wish that you had spoken up more or done something else?
I'll be honest, the majority of us, we actually embarrassed with ourselves because we failed to speak up. But another thing is, when you are inside the institution, they teach you that it's okay for them to indoctrinate you the way they indoctrinate you. They teach you that their ways are the correct ways. African ways are rather barbaric. Every connotation there is with the African culture, they take it back to it being in a barbaric sense.
Tisetso Petla graduated from Pretoria High School for Girls in 2014. Thank you very much for speaking with us, Tisetso.
It's a pleasure.
By the way, the local Ministry of Education is looking into the students' concerns, and Pretoria High School for Girls says it will work with the ministry to address the issues the girls raised.